Last year was the first year of the state law aimed at keeping electronic waste out of landfills. The DNR estimates that 24 million pounds of old TVs, computers, and other e-waste were collected at roughly 350 permanent or one-day drop-off sites. The sites include some electronics retailers, nonprofit agencies, local government drop-off centers, or recycling companies. The DNR's e-cycle coordinator, Sarah Murray, says recycling firms separate some of the valuable metals and other components in the upper Midwest. She says some of the waste is then sent elsewhere.
Say if China is where the plastics are being shredded and made into new plastics, some of the precious metals can only be recovered from smelters in certain places, but it really is initially being dismantled and made into commodities here.
Others may pick apart the DNR report in the days ahead and raise issues, but Murray says one of her biggest challenges remains getting the word out on where to drop off electronic trash.
Well, we're trying to maintain a good list on our website, which folks can get to just by Googling eCycle Wisconsin, and there they'll find a list of all our registered collection sites. They can limit it to just their county or maybe counties near them where they travel a lot. Sometimes there are some local collection events. I know a lot of people do them in April and May in the spring.
Murray says many sites take the e-waste at no charge. She says by and large, the e-waste law is separate from the current debate over whether to reduce and then eliminate state recycling aid to local governments. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.